Last night in our offensive meeting, we put up the script for day one's practice, and then with all the plays, and then the script for day two, you know, today's practice with all the plays, and then the script for what will probably be the first practice of OTA, and then the script for what's the first practice of training camp. And it just keeps piling on. And so that was one of the messages this morning, was that you really have to stay ahead. You know, you get the information sent to you on an iPad the night before for your meeting, you know, in preparation for your meeting the next morning. So you really have to do a good job of staying ahead. And that's kind of what today will be about, too. We have a lack of conditioning. So these guys need to get in better shape as a whole. You know, and that again, I'll say this. That's not entirely their fault. You know, they, like I said yesterday, they've been training for the combine, you know, the 40-yard dash, the broad jump, the shuttle runs, all those different drills that they have to do. That doesn't equate to football shape, especially in Houston. And, like, you know, some of those guys thought it was, you know, hot out there yesterday. Like, John, you know as well as I – well, much better than I do, me being raised in Boston, you know way better than me that – they ain't seen nothing yet. So I think we got to get in better shape, but I do like the effort and the attention to detail in the meetings, but now they have to really work to get in better condition. With all due respect to them, and like I always tell them, look, it's not your fault, but like here's your baseline. Here's where you're starting from. You know, some of you guys, you know, a lot of you guys, with the exception of a couple, really have a long way to go when it comes to the conditioning. And so, like, you have 6 weeks, you know, so you have 6 weeks starting yesterday. You have 6 weeks to get yourself into condition. Then we take a little break. Then we bring you back for training camp. And you have to pass a conditioning test when you come back for training camp. So they've got time, but they know how far they need to go.